In the swamps and cities of southern Louisiana, four post-apocalyptic survivors blaze a trail to find themselves, their adversaries, and the solution to stopping the second coming of the apocalypse. Welcome to Rad Rolls, a Fallout tabletop RPG.
And everyone else, you're now in the art gallery. Clark is demoralized, I believe was the complication, by the lack of valuable paintings. What's going on here with everyone? Everyone can see that these paintings essentially are the humans and the non-human, not ghoul, not super mutant things.
Okay, so this is going to be a weird question. You're up for it, DM. Besides pre-war literary classics and technical manuals. Hazel also had access to and read a lot of like trashy comic books and fantasy novels when she was a Chautauqua. Can I have any kind of advantage rolling to see if I recognize what these strange creatures in these pictures might be?
Okay, yeah. Do intelligence plus science for difficulty 3.
He gets a difficulty 2. I get difficulty 3. If
they were valuable.
Yeah. True. I'm trying to see if they're before I say anything, I will roll. All right, so what is it I'm rolling again?
Intelligence? Plus, what? Hang on. Science.
Science.
For difficulty 3.
And I want this.
Well, you should be. Oh. Just one success. You look at these paintings and you look at these individuals. The best thing that you can come up with is that they're aliens.
Mm-hmm. They look like just Zetan aliens, like the kind that show up in Amazing Adventures.
Yeah.
Hmm. So it looks like the guy who owned this place had a sense of humor.
You look closely at one of the pictures, and it looks like there's a Zetan alien that's like sitting on top of a human body.
Okay. This guy, the guy who owned this place, had a dark and sick, twisted sense of humor.
Decent art, too.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
What's everybody's game plan now? Where are we all going to?
I guess there's only...
Another note that I will make, there's a green room that's near you that doesn't have a number. There is nothing in there. Pretend that room doesn't exist. That room I made, it didn't get written up because it didn't have a number, and I realized that yesterday. So it is a blank room. If you go in there, you'll fall into a void and your character will be dead. Then that's just
now all I'm gonna go.
Could just be
You could have just said it's a storage room with nothing in it.
It's an empty swimming pool. Sure.
It's a void, and everything will corrupt at that point, and it's all just like
the game will end.
Runtime
programmers
failure.
Haven't gotten them yet. Yeah.
I guess in that case, I will just go to the corridor and ignore the void room.
Hey, we found the Fallout dev room.
Yeah, exactly.
Todd Howard's in there. All right, so you all enter the corridor.
By the way, while we're walking, Hazel will tell... Clark doesn't look like he's super interested, but Hazel will tell Lonnie what her had found in the dining room.
You all enter the corridor. It's mainly just a tiled floor with some candelabras on the side of the wall. It's windowed, but everything's boarded up on the side. Pretty nondescript in general. Nothing of real value or interest as you're walking through. Just looks like an old house hallway. Where are you going to next?
I'm going to ask Hazel about the dining room. She brings it up. Like, so there were seven people?
It looks like there were seven people sitting there, and we know there are seven bouffants, but one is a brain in a jar, which means
my money's on... It may not have always been a brain in a jar.
I don't know. It looked like it had been there for... my money would be... When we were leaving Gnarly, did you clock that ghoul lady in the brown dress who was standing right next to Marty? I mean, she looked like she was like she was partnered with him, and we hadn't met her before, but she looked like maybe she's in on it, possibly. So maybe six Martys and a mystery woman.
GM, is there any way I could roll to recollect? I mean, I've been around the city, but I mean, it's a big city. I don't...
Yeah, I would say do intelligence plus... intelligence plus... maybe intelligence plus barter for difficulty one, I would say.
Okay, I'll roll that, let it rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you get a success. You remember this woman that was standing beside Marty Bouffant. Oftentimes in New Orleans, there were certain, I wouldn't necessarily call them head shops, but they're kind of like herb shops, where a lot of natural remedies were given out of. Typically, they dressed in a similar fashion, kind of this, not necessarily like witchy vibe, but kind of in traditional garments, and had a lot of herbs. And it seemed like that this woman may have been someone that ran one of those shops.
It looked like one of the local apothecaries.
Man,
I didn't recognize her, but like a lot of the herbalists, apothecaries in the area, they've got like standard, you know how like I wear the lab coat and you're like, oh, he's a scientist, like that.
Oh, I really wish we would have taken the time to stop by one of those shops before we got kicked out of town, but yeah,
a lot of that Grigory's a little hokey.
Well, there's a lot of scientific basis for traditional herbal care. I mean,
don't get me wrong. There is a lot of those places were pretty hokey.
I'm catching what you're throwing. But yeah, like there are some things like bloodroot and yarrow and sarsaparilla and you know, certain things that can be collected that we can actually use to make cures.
Yeah, but some of these places just crushed up whatever and said it was for libido. Like it and was. It's,
yeah, that's one thing that not a.
I guess that's an issue for ghouls. I don't know, but
That's a completely. I'm gonna square off part of my brain to dig into that in more depth later. But what
I wish you wouldn't.
Well, it does seem like the ghouls in New Orleans aren't actually ghouls, though. They just look like ghouls because they're clones.
Yeah, that's...
So, I don't know, maybe... I wonder if they know they're not ghouls. That has to be messed up, to think that you're a ghoul, you're going to live, you know, for possibly hundreds of years if you take care of your... years.
Oh my God. Hazel.
Yeah. What?
Does the Lugaroo know it's a dog?
Let's not ask him. We just made friends with that little guy. I'd rather not traumatize him. But in my experience, most little dogs don't know they're dogs. Definitely don't know they're little.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
don't know. We better catch up with the trouble squad up there.
Where are you guys moving to? In this corridor of existence. That's what I've called this encounter.
The off limits room that you told us to ignore. No.
The Dev Room. Don't go in the Dev Room.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no entrance to the living room from here, right?
Yeah, there's no entrance for the living room. In the living room is a blue door as well, which you would need its own key. So you enter the Duke's Hall. Essentially a another hall, but this one is a little cozier and actually has kind of like a nice carpet, a few sitting chairs, a few little desks, candles on some of the tables. None of them are lit. It looks like a few little reading nooks about. Nothing descript in here as well. Where are we going to? We've kind of got the garden, we've got the library, the bathhouse, and the closet. R. Kelly is not in the closet.
The garden, I'm assuming, is like outside, right? The garden's like outside, right?
Oh, damn. You got me.
Gotcha. Who cares? Clark, he's already been exposed to radiation in the sewers, and he healed just fine, so...
Yeah, so you exit out into the garden. Let me see, that's number... Hang on, you got your thing in front of it. 17. The outside is kind of like a caged-in area, so you can't really like go beyond this like little corridor area, but it's caged in with iron bars. It's kind of too dense to squeeze anything through, but there's vines that are just like shooting all over it. You have... kind of a look into this greenhouse that you can kind of peer into and view some very strange plants.
Okay. I guess I'll walk around the... What does the green door mean? Does that mean it needs like a key or something too?
You would need a key to get into the green door, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll walk around the garden first. I don't know. What would Clark look for in a garden?
A really good potted plant to sell to his...
Really good potted plant to sell. I don't know. Look for some food. Do they have any food growing in this garden?
Sharp objects in the garden.
Yeah, do...
He's hungry. He likes eating.
Perception plus survival for difficulty 4.
Dang.
Difficulty 4? Jesus.
You're going to find a single tato.
Yeah, you find essentially like a carrot in the ground. And about that time that you find that single carrot, a lightning bolt strikes the ground from outside and illuminates everything green, and you actually take 2 radiation damage.
Feeling healthy. Feeling real healthy after that. Where is radiation damage on here?
It subtracts from your max HP.
Yeah, it'll just take it down from your max HP, but you can't heal it without having a rat away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, after that, I will take a quick peek into the greenhouse.
Okay. Do perception plus science for a difficulty 4.
Jeez.
Noticing a trend here.
Yeah.
0 successes. You try to look in there, and then a lightning bolt strikes and blinds your vision, and you take 2 additional radiation damage.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave.
Yep.
Not like that, very much.
Yeah, it's too bad Clark isn't the reincarnation of, like, a botanist or something.
All right, everybody else. Where are the people going to? What's the situation?
I'm just gonna check the closet.
Okay. Yeah. So you go in to the closet. It is an incredibly tiny room filled with various coats and robes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Can I? What? What can I? do some discovery on what kind of robes these are? Do they, are these bathrobes or are these like culty robes?
Yes, if you'll just give me a sec. Yeah, do a perception plus... perception plus repair for difficulty zero.
Ooh.
What you got there? Oh, a success and a complication. So you're looking through the clothes and you're kind of like peering through and you notice that there are a bunch of like bathrobes and they're all monogrammed with a big B on them. And they have the kind of embroidered names on them. And as you're going through, you actually like get your power armor caught in some of the robes. And now you have a robe like essentially stuck in your power armor. That's like a little like waist cape and embroidered on the back of it. It says Martin Bouffant.
Are they all monogrammed Martin Bouffant?
No, they various other Bouffant names, including John Bouffant, Gilbert Bouffant, Thomas Bouffant, William, Thomas, Shiloh, Alan. But yours is Martin.
It's like
now you have a puffy shirt something. And a little cape on your back.
I cut quite the jaunty silhouette.
In power armor.
In yes. Power armor.
What else? What else are you trying to do up in the closet?
Is there anything like anything useful, or maybe some keys are in the closet, maybe in a coat pocket or something like that?
I would say perception. No. Let's do luck plus survival for a difficulty 3. Well, 2 successes. Okay, and you rolled both the successes. So actually, if you want to, you can roll again.
Let's give it a shot. And just it's 1d20 for
1d20.
Right?
Yeah, and see what you get. Oh well, I'll give you a mixed reaction. You actually you find a white key in a in one of the coat pockets, but when you grab it in your power armor, it actually breaks in half. So you don't have the other. You have like a just the little key end of it, and not the you have the like the insertable part, but like nothing to hold on to if you insert it into a door.
Okay. I will hang on to that. Any other identifying marker on it that might like give a key as to what door it's used for, or is it just a white key?
It is a nondescript white key.
Okay. All right. And can I see the locked door to the living room? Is that what that
Yeah, is? Yeah. You got a blue door that's kind of in front of you. This blue door is kind of engraved. It's not like the tile pattern of the white door before. It is engraved with kind of a big blue flower pattern in it.
Pep wants to gently kind of like knock on the door.
Okay.
Kind of see how solid it feels and see if anyone answers.
Yeah. This door is a wooden door and no one answers.
I think I could bust through this door once we're ready to start busting through doors. Just saying, everybody, just so we're aware. I think I can get this door.
All right, so you have discerned that door is wooden. It is blue with the blue flower. You have half of the white key. I guess you have both halves. They're just broken. What's everybody else doing?
I'd like to check the bathhouse.
Sure, yeah. What number is that? 15? Yeah. So you enter a tiled room with a number of small showers and toilets. Of note, there is a large tub in the back with a number of faucets that it would empty into.
Weird. So just a bathhouse.
Mm-hmm.
What's the water situation like?
Are you gonna test the water?
Yeah, I'm gonna turn water on.
Okay, yeah. You turn the water on and you hear pipes rattling all over. A clear liquid flows out of the pipes. You smell a very strong smell, incredibly strong, and you recognize it as a very potent alcohol that is just like billowing out of the pipes into this bath, filling it steadily.
Like drinkable alcohol?
Clark, what do you want Clark for?
Because Clark's likely the most knowledgeable about alcohol in the group.
I mean,
that makes sense.
Is it a fair assumption?
You're probably immune if you drink it and it's bad.
Clark, I think alcohol is coming out of the pipes.
There. It's there. See, now, here's the problem with Clark lately, is that so much is going right for him. Like, he took radiation damage, but Clark, like, doesn't know that he took radiation damage. Like, he's just assuming that he's kind of impervious to everything at this point, other than, like, he knows he can get disintegrated. So you say that there's alcohol coming out of pipes, and instead of doing the smart thing of, like, checking it before, Clark will just kind of, like, dunk his head in and close his eyes, like, real tight, but, like, take a big old gulp of this alcohol.
All right.
Fucking Clark.
Endurance plus survival, difficulty 5.
Yeah, this is not good.
Oh, no.
This wasn't drinking alcohol.
Yeah. Probably wasn't, was it?
This was one carbon alcohol.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yep. See, this is what happens when... Wait, what? Endurance plus what?
Survival. Yeah, for difficulty 5.
Yeah. It's not good. Jeez. Yeah, that's really not good.
Christ, how do I do that? All right.
Boy.
Whoa.
All right, so first thing is you take a big gulp of this. You're done. You're like knocked out. Lonnie, you see Clark put his head in. There is steam rising up from it. What are
it's
you
hot doing? Alcohol?
Wait, it's hot alcohol.
What are you doing?
Wait, is it hot alcohol?
It is I mean, I guess temperature-wise it would be hot. I mean, you're not going to put your hand
I didn't ask if it was spicy. Yeah, is it like hot?
Like, what are you gonna? Are you gonna put your hand in the alcohol?
Well, and be like, no. Like, if I see that there's like vapor and stuff, I'm probably gonna like grab like my shirt or whatever, put it over my face and nose, and I'm gonna try to turn the tap off.
Okay, yeah.
Because you turn the tap off. This could be like potentially explosive now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn that tap off. Yeah.
You did it. So Clark is unconscious, right?
Yes.
Is he unconscious on the floor or unconscious like
he's still in the tub. He put his head in the tub and gulped and then immediately passed out. So he's like keeled over in the tub.
Yeah, I'm going to have to grab him by like the back of the collar and try to get him out of the tub then.
All right. You pull back Clark. Clark is not as you recognized him anymore. Clark has lost all of his hair and his eyebrows. Yeah. And is completely his
hair's already damaged.
Completely and totally passed out.
Is he breathing?
No.
I feel like you buried the lead there by saying he was passed out.
Well, he's not dead.
He's just not breathing. All right, Hazel is not even in that room. She's going to hear the most ungodly sounds coming from Lonnie and go, okay, now what? And walk in and see this scene, which looks like something out of a horrifying Renaissance painting.
And I'm still going to be like this, like, Hazel, we need to get out of here.
What the hell happened? What?
Hazel, we need to get out of here.
Grab him and drag him. Come on, back out into the hall.
I'll get him by, like, the ankles under the armpits and, like, try to
get him out here. Yeah, you do that. I'm not going to make you drop him again. He's good enough. You do that. So you have him out in the hall. This naked mole rat of a man.
All right, Pep, set your arm actuators to low and perform CPR.
No, I can do CPR. Don't have the guy in power armor do CPR.
That's why I told him to set his arm actuators to low.
He just
you can really get 2 inches of chest compression with power armor.
I'm gonna defer to Hazel on this one. Sometimes I don't know my own strength.
No, all right. So I am going to, if we're all out in the hall, I'm gonna do a medical check on Clark.
Okay, yeah.
You must be hurrying up. I'm not breathing.
I'm working.
I already did the ABCs and stopped at B. He doesn't have he's not breathing.
Yeah, I'm working. I can see that. I'm working on it as fast as I can. I am going to.
Where's intelligence plus medicine for difficulty 1.
Okay, I need. Where's my sheet?
Ep, you might have to give him a little tummy squeeze.
There we go. A little
tap on the belly.
So while I'm setting up the roll, I'm gonna first dump him on his side to make sure any of this foul alcohol, whatever it is that's inside of him, gets dumped out of his lungs. And put him back on his back. Check his vitals. I'm going to roll. You said it was...
intelligence plus medicine for...
Plus medicine. All right. Okay. All right. How's that look?
Yeah, you get a success. So you recognize this as alcohol poisoning. And the first thing that you know when someone is passed out from alcohol poisoning is you need to pump their stomach. So you immediately start giving compressions to Clark's stomach. Clark begins spouting the alcohol up from his mouth and through his nose out his body. Clark, you are now awake. Every piece of your inside and your entire head is burning. You have taken 6 points of damage from that encounter. But everything is on fire.
All right. Hazel's going to try and is trying to do bedside matter at the same time as she's like pumping his stomach with her knee and like smacking him on the back to get everything out of his system. She's aware that his eyes are open and he's trying to retch and breathe at this point. And she's just going to be like, trying to do the soothing sort of asthma. It's all right. Don't worry. Don't try and move. I'm taking care of it. You're going to be all right. Just you know,
bear up. If it like singed his hair off, like I can't talk. Like it's all going to be a little burnt. so y'all are gonna have to figure out what to do with that. But we do have like this miracle thing in the Fallout universe that could like heal a lot of stuff. Just an idea of somebody who almost died.
Yeah, as soon as I have, since I passed the medical check, the plan is as soon as I get most of that gunk out of him, I am going to do another quick check on his vitals, and I'm going to actually hit him with a stim pack to get his health back up.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I'll actually allow you to heal that back up at 6 points, Clark. So the burning sensation has gone away. You were still missing hair and eyebrows.
Okay. I think it'll heal up. Does it heal up his damage from outside, or did he take radiation damage out?
That was radiation damage.
That was okay. Radiation damage.
So then I healed
spicy
him up
water.
As well as I could.
Guys, it's too spicy. Don't drink it.
Don't move it yet.
Hurt.
Yeah, it's you're fine.
It
you're
I probably
you're
alive.
Have done that. No, okay. You should not have done that.
Should and not what, have done that.
And
I
what
blame
have
Lonnie.
We learned?
Lonnie said it was alcohol and asked me to come in, and I thought it was alcohol, so I went for it.
Well, I mean, there's alcohol for outside boo-boos, and there's alcohol for inside boo-boos.
That was probably
yeah,
alcohol.
This one was outside.
Wood alcohol.
Outside.
Yeah, industrial.
This one
okay.
Should stay outside.
All right. So Lonnie? Alcohol for outside, but Pep.
Yeah.
Is this like rocket fuel or like you've dealt with engines, right? Like you do some combustible, like what?
Yeah. Let me
can
give
I
it a sniff.
Can I do a check? Like you said, it's alcohol, but there's a lot of different brands of alcohol.
Yeah, are
we like different
kind of like wood alcohol
151, or are we talking bullet rye here? No,
alcohol is just a hydroxy group on a hydrocarbon chain. Okay,
perception
like let's get
plus,
some deets.
Perception plus a medicine pill pusher. Why don't you do that? And now do an assist since he's volunteered you. Perception plus medicine for difficulty 2.
And I also have a perk called Chemist, so my assumption is my character would probably have a pretty good idea what kind of alcohol this is.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, since I got one success. Chemist. Lonnie did not do well.
Lonnie, you sniff this alcohol, and it singes your nose hairs. It is so potent. If there was such a thing as, like, 200 proof...
Technically,
good
there
would,
is.
This
yeah.
would be it.
That's wow.
Although it's hydrophilic, so it'd probably be closer to 196 proof. You're still going to have a couple of percentage points of water, but not very much.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I've never used to strip engine parts.
Yeah,
not,
and
get this on me.
Yeah, and it's running through the pipes.
Yes.
That's real weird.
So and there's gotta be like
there's multiple faucets draining into like a tub, you said?
Yeah, that's really weird. That is it looks like a bathroom.
Do all the faucets release the alcohol? Or do different faucets release different things? Let's give that a shot.
Yeah, so you turn on, I don't know, you go one by one, or you just, like, blast them all? Like, what are you doing here?
He'd randomly pick, like, the third one. Like, let's try.
Yeah, so,
I would like to point out that if we have vaporizing alcohol in there, like, everybody that's in there was just gonna, like, pass out, okay? Like...
True.
You're gonna lose consciousness from just breathing this in.
It's fine, it'll evaporate.
Yeah, okay. That's
well,
the
Lonnie
problem.
Lonnie can hold his breath for a really long
time.
You know, I don't really
Lonnie can.
You know, I there's Clark, the stick your head in the giant vat of alcohol, and then there's Cody, the vapor of the alcohol would actually kill you if you thought it.
I'm not saying it would kill you, I'm just saying it, you know, it could.
Yeah, so I have, yeah, okay, we can have Lonnie and Pep be huffing fumes. Anyways, that second outlet that you turn on is also alcohol. This one a little less strong, but it is still clear alcohol that's coming out.
Yeah, this is a death room.
It's not a bathroom.
Suggest we close the door. Don't go back.
Well, until we figure out what's going on in there, I say we leave it alone.
Okay, that's reasonable.
All right. At this point, you all leave the room, and there's actually a weird, like, whirling sound that happens, and from the wall, a light emanates, and in front of you, kind of like blinking in and out of existence, a blue hologram appears. And it looks at you all, and it says, "The party will start in the main hall."
We were just in the main hall.
The party will start in the main hall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we recognize the hologram?
The hologram is actually wearing a vault suit. And it is a woman.
That's.
That is it still there?
It blinks a little bit and gets real fuzzy, like it's like trying to hold on.
Can we make out the number on the back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do perception plus speech for a difficulty one. Intelligence plus speech. No, perception plus speech for difficulty.
Perception, speech?
Yeah.
I'm rolling hot tonight. That's a zero successes.
Yeah, it kind of blinks out. It blinks out entirely and is gone now.
Okay, well...
Was there a vault queue?
Was there a vault queue?
Yeah.
Mm,
or were they all numbers?
I thought you meant like a line, like a line.
So,
I mean, like I heard about those, but like the letter Q.
Well, I heard most of the vaults have numbers. There was a test vault, and there were probably some off the book vaults that Vault Tech created. No, probably a number, not a letter.
Yeah, that was either the letter Q or a lollipop. I couldn't quite tell.
I doubt it's Vault Lollipop. You know what? I'm sure we'll figure that out as we go. For now, before we go back to the main hall, if we're going to do that, I really want to see what's in this door, which is the door, by the way, to room 13.
Yeah, you can stop in the library. Yeah,
I would like to poke my head in there.
Sure. The library hosts a large desk and a chair, as well as a fainting sofa with books lining the walls. A small ladder sits propped up against one of the shelves.
Are the books all in good condition, or are they burned out?
But the books are all in great condition.
Oh, I have seen paradise. Guys, you wouldn't mind if I just, like, hang out here for a while, do you? Would you?
You're gonna miss the party, Hazel.
The party is wherever I am, honestly.
Clark, there's a couch in there, right? Clark will, like, he just had a bad moment. He'll take a load off while you
Clark
read
on
books.
The fainting couch. Yep.
Does yeah, Clark I'll fully, go on the fainting couch.
Does Clark fully realize what's happened to his head?
He doesn't want to talk about that yet.
Okay.
He does. I mean, he hasn't, well, like, he hasn't like said anything because like it hurts to talk still even after the stim pack, but he's not ready to talk about that yet. That's
okay.
That's going to be Hazel, a no-go zone for a little while.
Yeah.
Hazel, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Clark's here.
Okay.
Pep and I are going to take care of this pesky party thing. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm okay. Sure it's nothing. I'm sure it'll be boring.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll do library and then we'll do main hall. Sounds good?
Okay. Yeah. All
right, cool.
As I leave the room, I'm going to whisper to Pep, like, do you want a pregame?
Oh, not in the alcohol room.
Hazel is surrounded by books. Lucky that
Clark didn't hear that one.
Hazel is surrounded by books. She's just besides herself happy right now. Everything else is backseat to so many books.
Are you just like basking it? Like, are you gonna pick a book?
Yeah, no, she is fully like almost ready to burst in like Belle from the East. She's giddy. She's actually going to try and calm herself and pull a couple books off the shelves that specifically look like they have words on the spine that might be pertinent to their situation, even though she wants to read every single thing in here. So anything that says vault, anything that says New Orleans, anything that says Baton Rouge, anything that says Bouffant, anything that says golf, she's going to pull all those books off the shelf until she has a handful and sit down at that desk and start reading.
Yeah, you spy, kind of get, you grab a shelf and just kind of like pile the books off there. And they all look kind of similar. Mm-hmm. The top book, the title of the book says The Secret to Immortality by Gilbert Bouffant, part 143.
Okay. Wow.
You look at the book below that and it says The Secret to Immortality by Gilbert Bouffant, part 142.
Okay, so she clocks this and kind of, she does a quick, are these all a continuation of the same book?
Yes.
I don't know if she's disappointed by that or not. Okay, she's gonna look over at Clark for a second, make sure he's settled, and then she's gonna see if she can find book number one.
All right. Yeah, so you managed to find book number one. Book number one's titled The Secret to Immortality by Gilbert Bouffant.
Mm-hmm, part one. Okay. She's going to flip that sucker open and start speed reading through that.
Yeah, so this book details... hang on one second. This book details the life and times of Jean Bouffant. Jean Bouffant was actually born after the Revolutionary War and was interested in making, essentially using mysticism to create an immortal version of himself. It details his life, his travels. He's traveled all over the world. And parts of the book are in English. Other parts are in an unknown language that you cannot make from any of your Chautauqua nonsense. From any of your
Chautauqua, it looks like nonsense. Learning. It doesn't look like any of the main branch languages, written languages, yes, that I've actually read. And it doesn't look like it's... Does it kind of just look like weird symbols that... probably hieroglyphics or something like that, just something that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yes, and there's just like various English notes like to denote things, like pointing it at symbols being like, this is a triangle, make sure to go here, do this thing.
All right, I am gonna take this book with me, but once I've scanned through the first book, I'm gonna start on the second book.
Okay.
The first book is going in my bag.
The second book is just even more gibberish. The English is kind of going away, but you do read an interesting passage about Hebrew mysticism within it, and John's travels into Palestine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm going to keep reading until I hit something that really grabs my attention, or until I'm out of English words to read.
Part three is out of English words to read. This room is just filled with the many rants and raves of Gilbert Buffon.
Chicken scratch. It's all chicken. Okay. So, having confirmed all the rest of the book are filled with the strange language or these strange symbols, she's going to take the first two books with her and she's going to go over and sit with Clark for a minute. She's a little disappointed. I mean, this feels like it's going to be a bigger deal later, but right now it's just she really wanted a new book to read that wasn't written by a crazy person. She's a little disheartened.
Clark, what are you doing?
Clark's just kind of like rubbing his scalp like this, and he hasn't said a word this entire time.
Clark
has also not acknowledged Hazel has sat down. He's very focused, let's say.
Clark, I think it's gonna grow back. I mean, you grew back a hand. I think your hair's gonna grow back. Just give it a couple days, okay? It'll be good as new.
It's actually pretty comforting, but he still not ready to talk about it.
So why did you do something really, really stupid? Walk outside into a radiation storm and then stick your head into a bathtub full of almost 100% hot wood grain alcohol. Are you trying to test to see if you can die?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm gonna die in 8 weeks anyway, so...
I already
know.
Told
you. Do you know what that's like?
No.
Do you know what that's like?
I don't.
I have 2 months. 2 months left.
Clark, we're gonna find a way to fix this for you. It may not be for the best, but I mean, you said it yourself. We could try FEV and see if you could be turned into a super mutant that won't age. We could see if we can...
Rather die. I would rather die than do that.
She's gonna try and give him a little hug. Like, she's gonna try a comforting hug. When I say try, I mean he's awkwardly flopped on a fainting sofa and she's got books in her pocket and doesn't quite know how.
All right, charisma plus unarmed for difficulty 2.
To see how awkward this hug is.
Wait, do I not get to determine the difficulty here?
No. This is of if you can react however you wish.
Yeah, if he pulls back, if he pulls back and doesn't give consent, she will stop trying to hug him. But she's still gonna try and come in for a comforting hug. All right. So you said charisma and.
Charisma plus unarmed for difficulty 2.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Zero successes.
I am doing that again. I'm using a luck point to roll another one.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. How many luck points do you have
None of us are
left?
Rolling well.
I am down to luck points, and I always start down by one, so I'm at 4 luck points.
4 luck points. You go to hug Clark, and you realize that he's just one slippery Billy. You know, like, he just got all his hairs burned off. And you just, like, accidentally just, like, trip into him, and you damage Clark for 1 HP by just, tripping and falling onto the hairless otter of Clark.
God, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so... Shit. I'm Clark. I am so sorry. I haven't been able to help.
Clark just fucking leaves. Like, he just headbutted him. Clark's going to the fucking main hall at this point. He's fucking gone.
That's fair.
So, yeah, Clark, are you going to the main hall? May, you're still in the library, right?
Yeah, she's going to linger for one more minute. I'd like to do perception to see if there's anything in the library, like a hidden door or a hidden switch or a safe or a book that's actually hollowed out. Anything that stands out as sus.
I'll remember that, and we'll get back to that next time.
Wait. One last thing.
Oh no.
I'd rather go to the closet, and is there a hat?
Okay.
Looking for a hat in the closet.
I like this. Do perception plus survival. Or, like, I don't... Perception plus... No, perception plus speech.
I'm getting mysterious stranger vibes. Okay. I'm getting mysterious stranger vibes here.
Here we go.
Get a success. Beautiful. Yeah. What kind of hat
do you want? I don't get just a success.
What kind of hat do you want? What style of hat do you wish for?
Can I determine that over the break to next session?
Sure, you can determine that over the break to next session. Are you going to the main hall, or are you admiring yourself?
I might have to admire myself, son.
All right, cool. So you're up in the closet. And then Lonnie and... Oh, wait, that's... I moved to the wrong person. Lonnie and Pep are in the main hall. So you all step in the main hall. There's... The hologram is, like, now whooshing at, like, the foot of the steps. You still can't really make out what's happening. But then you see two people come down the steps. They are in full hazmat suits. And they see you all.
All right, I am with them at this point, right?
That no, you're still in the library.
I'm still in the library.
Still in the library.
All by my lonesome. Mm-hmm. Nothing could go wrong.
I'll look over to Peps. Like, is this the party? Is this?
I mean, four people make a party, right?
I mean, that's. For the past couple months, four people's made a party, so.
do the hazmat folks seem friendly, or do they seem hostile?
They seem a little shocked to see both of you. They don't have any weapons on them. But, like, you can tell that they are, like, leery. They're, like, a little worried.
Hey, there was a rad storm coming through, so we figured we'd pop in for a little while. Our transportation, it's not covered. Hope you don't mind.
Pep's gonna turn to Lonnie and say, Lonnie, you gotta start taking advantage of the few benefits you've been given in this life. And Pep's gonna turn to the hazmat guys and be like, Mr. Buffon would like to be taken to the party now.
The hazmat folks now take off their hoods, and you recognize them as Marty Buffont and the young accomplice that you had previously identified as the owner of the apothecary. And Marty Buffont looks at you and says,
you will never leave this house.
And I need you to roll a difficulty 5 charisma plus speech. Both of you.
This fucker again.
Do we have any shared AP you guys can use?
Oh, there's no way I hit this.
Is this a contested speech or no?
Nope. This you've got to do a difficulty 5 check against it.
Yikes.
At this point, the hazmat people cackle with laughter. Marty Buffon and his accomplice, and they immediately run out the door.
Like the front door or the
yep,
or...
the front door.
Like we're between them and the front door, though.
They run past you.
I don't know surprise, if I'd let that happen.
All right, do you want to try? What are you trying to do?
Like these people tried to kill like my friends,
yeah,
and have been a massive thorn in our side,
yeah,
and just threatened me, and yeah. I'm gonna let them like be all chuckly and like just run by me with no consequence.
They're gonna close, try to do that.
Clothesline them, Lonnie.
Who do I go after? Yeah, I think I try to like defensive line like block Marty.
Okay, so do agility plus unarmed. Actually, if you're trying to block him with your body, I think that would be agility plus athletics for difficulty 2. Because you're doing like a football maneuver at this point.
Yeah, and I'm going to spend an action point. Not that it matters much. That's agility athletics.
Yeah.
Hey, that's 3 successes.
Yeah, 3 successes. So who are you blocking?
I think Marty, because he's really been the thorn in our side. Like the other person, I don't really know. And I figure if I can stop Marty... And then, you know, like I hold them down and I've got this dude with power armor next to me that can just, you know, start initiating the boot party.
Yeah.
Like we'll.
Okay. Yeah. So you have pinned Marty Buffon. His accomplice is going to try to come at you and Pep. So if you could please do an agility plus athletics difficulty 1 for both of you. This lady runs at you and tries to attack you and runs at Pep and just like tries to tackle him and it's like nothing because he's in power armor. At this point, Marty Buffon is on the ground and says,
I would like to shove something into his mouth before. Like, I know his trick. I want to shove something in his mouth, even if it is my hand or fingers or something.
Okay, like, yeah.
I want to prevent him from talking.
Yeah, you shove your hand into his mouth. You take a point of damage because he bites it.
But I figured as much, but I know it's a matter of life and death too. So
can Pep, because Pep has that bathrobe still attached to his power armor, can he pull off that fabric from the bathrobe and use it to basically cover Marty's entire face with the bathrobe and kind of like try to cinch it up? So it's essentially
it's the mouth. It's the mouth's the problem.
But yeah, like kind of to cover his whole head. So like jam it in there. Do you have the bathrobe into his mouth, but then also kind of cinch it around his head so it's kind of easy to kind of collar him with it?
Sure, yeah, you can do that. So you have him collared now. So you just like are taking the bathrobe and like putting it around his neck, like trying to choke him?
No, like through his mouth, like a gag, but binding the back so it's kind of held tight as a gag.
Okay.
The bathrobe has a belt, right?
Well, I don't think it was the whole bathrobe. It's enough of the fabric of the bathrobe, I think, to basically do the same thing.
At this point, please roll a perception plus melee weapons for a difficulty 5, both of you.
Good God.
Weapons. It's attack skill. Come on, baby.
I'm not hitting 5.
You have managed to subdue Marty Buffont, but in this moment, you feel a pain shoot from your lower back, and you all are completely stunned and keel over. It is the worst biting and electrical pain that you have ever felt in your entire life. And bleary-eyed, you look around, and you see Marty's accomplice with 2 dolls in her hand and 2 needles stuck into the back of them. At this, Marty Buffont gets up, takes off his bathrobe, and spits and waves by as they leave. You all are still in shooting pain.